Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 8th of October, and a good end to the week this week with a rise of 63.4 points or 0.87% to 7,320.1. We had a high today of 7,322 and a low of 7,266.7, so closing pretty close to its highs. We are looking forward to tonight, if that's the right phrase, to the US jobs number. 500,000 is the key there, but it is almost a given that we will see some tapering in the next few months from Reserve Chief Jerome Powell in the US. As far as our market goes today, though, it was a bit of a renaissance in resource stocks. China coming back online today after a week of golden holiday, and we saw iron ore prices and Dalian futures pushing higher, and that meant we saw BHP and the likes of Rio and Fortescue all doing well today. BHP up 3%, Fortescue up 2.4%, and Rio up 4% today. Base metal stocks also doing quite well. We saw the likes of Sandfire, SFR, up 5.1%, and Oz Minerals up 2.74% today. So some good action in the resource stocks. Not much happening in gold. Slightly higher. Newcrest up 1%. Northern Star up 1.77%. And Evolution up 1.6%. A little bit of action in rare earths, up 0.46% for Lynas. And Pilbara pretty much unchanged, down 3 cents at $1.96.5. 1.5% easier. Energy stocks back in favour again today. Santos up 1.5% and Woodside up 1.4%. We are seeing rises again in Brent crude and WTI prices, and once again slight falls in natural gas prices in Europe, but they have been at ridiculous levels, so you would expect that as Russia is keen to help out at some stage. I'm sure OPEC Plus will push more supply into the market and take the gloss off the oil price, but they can't be unhappy with Brent crude where it is at the moment. In industrials today, we had a little bit of across the board buying. We had the likes of Woolies up around 0.63%, having agreed to pay back $50 million in underpayments. Wesfarmers is doing well, up 1.3% today. And the rest of the market, we saw Telstra up 0.5%. REA Group up 2%, Seek up 2% as well, doing well. Even Domain up 3.5% today. Tech stocks doing well as well. Afterpay up 2%, Xero up 1.4%. Banks also doing well today. The big bank basket up 0.8% to $185.22. Macquarie tagging along, up 0.9%. Magellan also bouncing today, 5.6% to the good, after some brokers started to look at Magellan as a bit of a bargain basement play. And the insurance sector slightly firmer today. QBE up 1.8%, as we saw 10-year bond yields pushing quite a bit higher, actually, 1.64, but the market was quite happy to ignore those for the time being, certainly not taking too much notice in terms of tech stocks valuations. The winning stocks today in the big cap side of things were West African Resources, WAF, up 10%, Perenti, PRN, up 9.2%, STX, Strike Energy, up 7.7%, Chalice Mining, up 7.4%, CHN, U-Media, 7.1%, OML, and Calix, up nearly 7%, CXL, to $5.85. It's been a huge run for Calix this week on the back of that very promising Lilac report on the low emissions technology they have to get carbon dioxide out of the cement making process. A broker report from Canaccord as well coming out late this afternoon. I suspect it was out during the day because Calix did have a bit of a fall to begin with on some profit taking, but then turned around and rose to the end. MGX, also Mount Gibson, doing well, up 7%. Iron ore price helping there. And Adriatic Metals continues to push higher, 6.8% there. ADT, the stock there, it's a polymetallic project in Bosnia-Herzegovina. In the losers today, well, the EML payments came out last night at 8 minutes past 4 with a bit of an announcement on its Irish troubles. Stock fell 14.6% today. EML, not particularly good news, and you can't hide it at 408. Australian Strategic Metals, ASM, fell 5.5%. Lake Resources, LKE, fell 5.2%. Brainchip, down 3.75%. BRN, the stock code there. And Clinuvel Pharmaceutical, down 3.5%. CUV, the code there. Firefinch, also falling today. FFX is the stock code there, down 3.5%. And a couple of coal stocks in the doghouse today. Whitehaven Coal, down 3.3%. And Yancoal, down 3.2%. Positive sectors today: miners, industrials, tech, and insurers. And those financials, I guess, with Macquarie and Magellan doing well. Negative sectors, the coal, but it was a little bit of a hodgepodge today. No real standout features, just a general tone of positivity. We had better news from China with their PMI. We had higher commodity prices overnight, news on the debt ceiling, and a breakout of optimism, I guess, ahead of the US jobs number tonight. And also some good or some better numbers in terms of caseload for COVID for New South Wales, and still on track to open on Monday. The big bank basket up 0.8, Alltech up 1.42% today, Afterpay up 2%, gold steady at $2,406, Bitcoin slipping slightly back to $53,830, the Aussie dollar 73.06, 10-year yields higher at 1.64, Asian markets, Japan up 2.2%, Hong Kong pretty much flatlining at the moment. China back on stream though, up 1.2%. And Dow futures slightly firmer. We've got Dow futures up around 35 currently. NASDAQ futures slipping slightly though. So a little bit of apprehension ahead of those crucial US job numbers. US futures slightly mixed. And we have European futures also a little bit flatliny as well today, as we head into the European Open. Stocks on the move today. Woodside up 0.63%. They're paying another $50 million in settlement for underpayment of staff. Calix up nearly 7% today. Broker Research, that price target there from Canaccord Genuity, $6.40. Sandfire and Oz Minerals both doing well. The base metal stocks back in demand. And Perenti rose 9.2% today on the chairman's address. Cadence also doing well today. CDM, slight clarification for them on their exposure to the metals company, TMC. The stock rose 5.3%. They've also launched their IPO from their opportunities fund, raising $52 million there in theory. TNT, Tesserent, up 6.8%, exploding higher there today. No real reason except maybe a focus from the RBA on cyber security in their financial stability report that came out today. AT1 also had a good day today. Atomo Diagnostics, which is in the business of supplying on-the-spot testing for COVID, rose 10.9%. DTL Data 3 also bouncing nicely at the moment, up 6.5% today. MGX, that Mount Gibson, up 6.9%. Those Dalian futures for January up nearly 5% today. So that was certainly helping the iron ore space. On the losers for the day, we've talked about EML payments down 14.6%. They announced late last night that they are still in discussions with the CBI, which is the Central Bank of Ireland, regarding their regulatory issues and working with them, which is good. But the bad news was that the bank may impose some sort of growth constraints on EML, and that business is a big European part of their equation. So not good news for EML. And Red 5 down 1.9% today, a bit of profit taking. ERA, interesting one today. They announced that they were having to rehabilitate the Ranger mine. We knew that, but we also were surprised, I guess, that there's a material cost overrun in terms of that rehabilitation, and also a material overrun in terms of the timing and how long it's going to take to do that. So not great news for ERA, although they did rally back at the death. They got down to a low of 33 cents, closing at 37 cents today. Saw some selling today in the coal stocks, with Whitehaven down 3.3, Yancoal down 3.2, and Lee Creek had some a couple of announcements, nothing major, but it managed to knock the stock 11.5%. And Archer Materials down 3.6%. They updated the market on the iTech transaction, whereby they hive off what isn't necessary to their COVID quantum ambitions rather than COVID. Their quantum computing ambitions there. Stock fell 3.6%. Speculative stock of the day today is one that has been on the leaderboard of the one stock competition, is Hannon's. HNR is the stock code there. 26% to the good today. Roaring ahead, not bad volume. There were other small cap stocks that were a better volume, but it has announced the LIB recycling deal in Europe. What is LIB? Well, it's lithium batteries, basically, and they are using them to recycle them in Europe. The first condition has been satisfied on the battery recycling MOU. Final two by November 30th. Is the hope, so potentially more to come there. In the news today, Metcash, the CEO Jeff Adams to retire. ERA we've talked about, and EML we've talked about. Not much else around in corporate news today. The RBA did announce their financial stability report. They're worried about housing getting out of control. Well, too late for that one, but also worrying about the housing loan not being quite so prudential in terms of the lending standards there. They're also worried about cyber hacks, and they did predict that a major Australian institution would be attacked by cyber hackers. And in China today, back online after the Golden Week holiday, the PMI recovers, with that for September up to 53.4 from 46.7. And they also saw the PBOC draining liquidity from the banking system in on a net basis, which is a little bit of a surprise, I guess, because it wasn't long ago before the holiday they were putting money into the system, probably so that people had access to funds due to liquidity before the holiday season began. Now it's all over. They're draining money out of it, and they are withdrawing net liquidity of 330 billion yuan. Tony Abbott also in Taiwan today, stirring the pot, always good to see. Samsung has reported highest profit in 3 years on the chip shortage. US job numbers tonight, that's the all-important one. The Senate has passed a short-term funding deal to kick the can down the road yet again. December now looking like the deadline there. And a US nuclear sub has hit something strange in the South China Sea, injuring 11. May have been Tony Abbott's entourage. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. And if you're listening to this on a podcast and you're not yet a member of the Great Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board. You can head on over to marcustoday.com.au, sign up for a 2-week free trial, and you can give us a go and see what we can do for you in terms of your investment goals. That's it for me. Have a great weekend.